the mineral resource rent tax debate of last year, Tony Windsor and I were put the coal seam gas argument on the table, and the concerns around the clash between agriculture and productive lands and coal seam gas. Through that process, a national partnership agreement was agreed upon, which is the Commonwealth and the states coming together with $200 million, developing an independent scientific panel to do bioregional assessments on areas where there is concern about that conflict. That national partnership agreement is all but done. Most states are now in agreement with the Commonwealth, have signed contracts to say that, and this will now be the process largely in how we deal with the clash between productive lands and coal seam gas. So really pleased that one of the priority regions for bioregional assessment will be Gloucester, an area where the clash between a really beautiful, productive region and the encroachment of coal mining and coal seam gas exploration is real. 110 gas wells were only just put in recently. Gloucester Coal are looking at putting in a coal mine only 3 kilometres from the town centre. So that clash is real, and pleased that we can get some independent scientific advice to now study the full impacts and give public policy makers the full story for our full consideration.
Being that this is a scientific study, if the findings do come back in favour of the gas industry and I suppose natural elements aren't impacted upon as much as first thought, will this open the door to the gas industry flourishing in this area?
I don't know about flourishing, but I think it will certainly provide a much better public debate and much better public considerations for policymakers such as myself and others. You know, there are too many unknowns at the moment, and this scientific process, and importantly an independent scientific process, will really provide some guidance and direction for all of us on impacts on water, on soil, and on the whole ecosystem within a local catchment. So let's let the science talk, give it its place at the centre of public policy, and find out the truth on what's real or not, and how we make sure we have as much productive land as we can in Australia when we have, you know, food security issues over the next 50 years and some of those realities, and making sure we place a premium on that, we place a premium on community quality of life, you know, that is a real part of this debate as well and should not be dismissed by anyone. And then if we can find a place where the science says in a safe way the hunt for energy can occur, then, you know, we place the appropriate scientific safeguards around it and allow it to have its place.